President Obama's second stop on this trip will be in Ethiopia. He travels to Addis Ababa on Sunday. There, Obama will address the African Union, which has its headquarters in Addis. The president's decision to visit Ethiopia, though, has sparked some criticism. Jeffrey Smith is an Africa specialist at the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights. And Jeffrey, you've written in Foreign Policy these words. "Let's be clear," you write, "Ethiopia is not a model of democracy that should be rewarded with a presidential visit." But, you know, the African Union is headquartered there. Isn't that where he needs to go?
Sure, you're right. The African Union is headquartered in the capital of Ethiopia. And I think on the positive side, you know, there is undoubtedly a longstanding bilateral relationship between the United States and Ethiopia. There are many shared interests, including promoting and maintaining regional stability, facilitating peace in a very troublesome context in South Sudan, countering al-Shabaab in Somalia and Kenya as well, which is a real and ongoing threat. And let's face it, advancing Ethiopia's own growth and development, which has been rather modest and at times impressive over the past decade.
So you just blew your entire article out of the water right there.
Let's be clear. There are, of course, laudable goals that should be actively pursued by the U.S. government. However, once you start to peel back the layers of Ethiopia, you soon realize that Ethiopia has become a pioneering model for political repression in sub-Saharan Africa through a range of draconian laws that have stifled the opposition, that have decimated civil society. And these laws, more troublingly, have been copied and pasted and implemented elsewhere throughout sub-Saharan Africa.
So is the problem then really President Obama's visit or that the African Union is headquartered there?
The problem is with the message that President Obama's visit to Ethiopia sends. What many people don't know is Ethiopia is actually the fourth most censored country in the world. And to give just a brief snapshot, in the past year alone, six independent publications have been shut down. Along with that, a very troubling sign was the fact that on June 19, when this trip by the Obama administration was announced, three high-profile opposition political members in Ethiopia were murdered under very mysterious circumstances that have yet to be properly investigated.
But can't moments like these actually be helpful, where the president can call attention to what's going on?
Sure. Well, first off, I'm very pleased to hear that on Tuesday, the president will participate in a civil society roundtable that will include human rights activists from Ethiopia. But again, despite the obvious lack of political rights and civil liberties in Ethiopia, unfortunately, the prime minister of Ethiopia is palatable to Washington precisely because who he is not because of who he is. He's not a retrograde dictator in the mold of some of his regional counterparts. We already mentioned Eritrea or Omar al-Bashir of Sudan, who is currently indicted by the ICC.
Well, the president has promised to speak bluntly against corruption and human rights violations. I wonder first, do you trust that he will do that? And if he does, what impact could that have?
Clearly, in Ethiopia and elsewhere, there needs to be legal reforms that allow for the free flow of goods, the free flow of services, greater transparency, and anti-corruption measures. That's number one. We have to take advantage of the fact that sub-Saharan Africa's economy in general has doubled in size over the past 15 years to $1 trillion, which is a remarkable opportunity for the continent, but also for the United States, which has really been lagging behind China, for instance. If you look at U.S. imports to Africa, they amount to less than 5% of China's imports to Africa. And also, most importantly, it's simply not enough to speak, even if forcefully or compellingly, about the need to protect human rights. There needs to be concrete action, and that is clearly not happening. Again, if you go back to the president's speech in Ghana in 2009, where he repeatedly said that there was a need for strong democratic institutions, not strong men in Africa. This visit and this visit to Ethiopia really seems to stand at odds with that message.
Jeffrey Smith is an Africa specialist at the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights in Washington, D.C. Thanks for giving us your time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So President Obama's headed for Addis Ababa on Sunday. Can you find that on a map? Try out our mapping quiz at PRI.org. If you land closer than 1,000 miles, you're a better geographer than I am. Yep, I was way off. And we have a big map here on the wall. Don't get all smug, though. You give it a go at PRI.org.